And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking with the board chair of the Tuolumne County Supervisors, Anaya Kirk, getting an update on county happenings. Supervisor Kirk, we wrapped up talking about fire, so I'll stay on the topic of fire. The Cyril Project is a big thing in the forest, and you have a very forested area, especially in your district around Twain Hart and up the Highway 108 corridor. So what can you tell us about the Cyril Project and some of its benefits?
Sure. So first of all, I'll define what CERL is, because sometimes in government we use so many acronyms I have to remind myself. But CERL stands for Social and Ecological Resilience Across the Landscape. So what it is in a nutshell is if you drive up 108, starting around Twain Hart and all the way up to Strawberry, if you look to your left, the canyon to your left, like a really good viewpoint would be like Alicia Sugar Shack. You look out there to the mountains. On those ridges out there, there's going to be around 118,000 acres of both public, private land that's going to be treated basically over the next, I'd say, 7 years. What's really incredible about this project is it's getting natural attention. It's one out of only 10 in the nation that is receiving funding from the federal infrastructure bill. So, and the reason why it's getting funding is there's a few reasons. One is it protects the community, and we also have really good relationships with the partners that the county has formed with YSS, which is Yosemite Stanislaus Solutions, and then the Master Stewardship Agreement. So a lot of work prior to me even coming in the office, these organizations, these prior supervisors formed these groups, private people from all, I mean, if you look at YSS, go to the YSS website, you'll see how many partners. It really is about trying to protect our watersheds, trying to protect our forests. So what we have is just an amazing group of folks who are working together. The federal level is recognizing it, U.S. Forest Service, and now we're going to receive approximately over the course of the next 7 years, $55 million. $37 million of that is going to come directly to Tuolumne County to implement the Cyril Project through the Master Stewardship Agreement. And then the remaining $18 million will be used by the Forest Service to issue timber sales and other fuel reduction work. So what's going to happen within the Cyril Project is basically mechanical fuel reduction. There's going to be road maintenance, prescribed burning prep. And so basically what's going to take place in that 118,000 acres is they're going to be cleaning it up, making it fire safe, using prescribed burn. And the whole, if you think of it this way, you know, when the Rim Fire took off years ago and exploded, the fight was out there. You know, those mega fires get burning, they start to explode, and then they get energy and they head towards, you know, our county. So this Cyril Project, if you look at all the prescribed fire burns and all the work that's taken place by all these amazing organizations in our county, there's almost like a horseshoe, BJ, around our county, which is to protect from those mega fires basically coming into our community. And so the Cyril Project is basically part of that big horseshoe. It's actually probably one of the biggest parts of the horseshoe. So it's, I would say some of the benefits to it are obviously there's going to be timber sales, our economy. That money is going to be here, spent here locally, doing the work here locally, road maintenance. But then for me, the biggest benefit that we're going to get from the Cyril Project is to keep from a catastrophic fire coming through that 108 corridor and saving lives. So it's a big deal, and you know, the county is a little part of it, but there's a lot of really great partners out there. Like I said, YSS, and we have some great staff, Liz Peterson and some others inside at the county level who've been really key in those relationships. And a lot of this comes down to relationships and being in the right place at the right time with the right people. And now we're seeing the fruit of a lot of years worth of labor to get here.
I remember after the Rim Fire that you referenced, and that was before you were in office as supervisor. A big question afterwards was, will there be some big changes that come post-Rim Fire when it comes to forest management and that type of thing? Are you feeling a little more optimistic these days with these different projects and that horseshoe, as you mentioned?
Yeah, I do. I think, like I said, with the infrastructure bill, I mean, $55 million is a ton of money. And I think with the MSA and with YSS, I think obviously probably the biggest project that is going to be done, but I think it's just the tip of the spear, because when you look at forests across California, how much needs to be done, it's incredible. And fortunately, you know, there's a lot of conversation about some biomass facilities coming in and a few other private enterprise folks to remove a lot of the biomass. And so I don't know if the question is there more money coming or more work, but I think fire is the number one thing in California, and one of the best ways to prevent that is we got to do better forest management. So I do think this is the beginning of, you know, we've had 50, 60, 70 years of mismanaged forests, and it's not going to happen in 10 years. So I think we got a couple of decades of a lot of work ahead of us. And then when that work's done, we got to maintain it. So
going next to the topic of water, that's something that Tuolumne County doesn't always discuss. Kind of TUD discusses that every meeting, but there was a joint meeting recently that you were hosting with TUD and the city of Sonora and others in regards to potentially acquiring infrastructure from PG&E and water rights. You know, what can you tell us about how that meeting went and kind of the county's role in that process?
So the meeting went great, and I think the easiest way to put it, the reason I believe why we had the meeting is obviously as board members and as city council folks from the city side, you know, we represent constituents. So TUD going down this road to acquire the water rights and to acquire the infrastructure, I think they just want to know, do we have the county support? Do we have the city support? Because obviously you guys represent a lot of constituents. And so the meeting went very well. This was our second meeting. The first one last year was just kind of a heads up that it's coming, that, you know, we might have this opportunity, but now it's actually in the process. It sounds like, and I have to explain to people, I don't know all the details because a lot of this is confidential from the TUD side. But by the end of this year, it sounds like the contract will be signed, that they will acquire the water. It's going to take a couple of years to go through the actual transition process. But to me, it's a no-brainer. I think the best way to put it is Supervisor Campbell gave a really good explanation from his point of view, which was, you know, he went on a tour with TUD and with a couple buses full of people from the valley to get a tour of the Lions Dam, Pinecrest, the infrastructure that was going to be for sale. And so you have a couple bus loads of people who are from the valley, from other districts, water. And if we step aside and we don't acquire the water, there's two bus loads full of people who are going to jump on it. So what I explained to people, I think a big concern for some folks is the economy, you know, people who are fixed incomes and the expense of it, you know, it's going to go up about $4.5 million here as far as bills across the board. And I think it was looking at like $26 an increase, and don't quote me on that, but per year getting going. But if we don't acquire it, a for-profit company is going to come in, one of those other valley districts, and then they're going to turn around, and instead of it being a $26 increase, we could be looking, and this is me just speaking, 30, 40, 60, I mean, who knows? They can make money off us, whereas our board, TUD, they're not for profit. They just need to cover their costs. And at the end of the day, if people don't like what they're doing, once they go down that road with the monies and the funding, then they can hold them accountable, and, you know, there's elections. So in a nutshell, it went well. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Our generations to come, when we're gone, we'll look back and wonder why we didn't, or be thankful that we didn't. And so I support getting our own water rights.
So that meeting, it was informational in nature. No action was taken.
Correct.
But was there any type of discussion like as to things that the county could potentially help out with that acquisition?
Yeah, so there's community development block grants that comes down through the state. And many times organizations like TUD may not be able to access those. So one of the directions from the board has always been and will be, anytime there is action from the state as far as community development grants, how can we partner with the state and partner with TUD to, you know, to help maybe with some infrastructure or monies for improvements for TUD. So that's something that we're going to keep our eye on. And Don from TUD is well aware that we want to support that endeavor wherever we can. So
we need to take one more break. We're talking with Tuolumne County Supervisor Anaya Kirk. He's the board chair, giving us an update on Tuolumne County government happenings. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. A reminder, if you miss any of this or former shows, you can find them archived in the media section of mymotherload.com. All of the past Motherload View shows. We'll have our final segment with Chairman Kirk in just a minute.